Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I remember when Smith Wigglesworth had a visitor. It was Lester Summerall. And when Lester Summerall came over to see Smith Wigglesworth, and Smith Wigglesworth was just a powerfully used man of God. It was a plumber called by God that just, you know, massive healings and just everything. Mm-hmm. So you wonder, you know, what does he do in his private time? Obviously, you know, so many people think, you know, why don't you, you know, go do this? I was like, there's nothing greater than doing what we're doing. I mean, why would there be something else? I mean, like, what? And so he comes over with a newspaper up under his arm, and he's going in there to visit Smith Wigglesworth at his house. And Smith Wigglesworth tells him right up front, he points at him, he says, "What's that under your arm?" And it was a newspaper, and he said, You can't bring that in this house. And so he took it and he threw it in the bushes, and he went in there and he had a meal with Smith Wigglesworth, somebody that was used powerfully by God. And you know what he did? He pulled out his Bible and he read scripture. Mm-hmm. And when he finished reading scripture, he goes, "That's it. It's been nice spending time with you. You gotta do this again sometime."
Wow.
Because it's all about God.
Yeah.
It really is. We're going to spend eternity.
Yeah.
And our eternity is going to be based on what we're doing now. What are you going to do for him now?
Yeah. You're talking about Smith Wigglesworth. You know, there was an account, a story that's been told about of his life. You know, he had a powerful ministry, and talking about the church moving in power. This is a man who knew God, walked with God. And people would sit down. He'd be at a train station sitting down, and people would sit next to him. And they would feel such conviction. They would look at him and say, "Your presence just convicts me. Like, who are you?" You know, mm-hmm. This deep conviction. But there's an account of, because there was reports and testimonies about all the things that happened through his ministry. And this is a time with no texting, no email, no videos, no YouTube.
We say that because it's such a hard thing to grasp for today's
really
generation.
Is. And so when you hear these
testimonies. They call it trains. And...
Yeah. You hear these testimonies and I'm sure they wondered how much of this was God. And, you know, so this story goes that these pastors went to go see Smith Wigglesworth, and they wanted to see, okay, this source of power. And so he began to pray. He prayed often. He was praying in this room, and all of them said, "We're going to pray with Smith Wigglesworth." Mm-hmm. Well, as he continued to pray, the glory of God is just starting to manifest, mm-hmm. and it was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And as the story goes, each minister, one by one, had to walk out of the room because they could not be in the presence of God as Smith Wigglesworth was praying.
Right.
The very last minister said he's going to stay here no matter what, and he was just hanging in there. As the story goes, he had to crawl out on his belly for dear life, screaming the entire time trying to get out the room, because it's just the power and the glory of God, and just some Mr. Wiggles was meeting God there in prayer. It's like,
wow.
They had to get out.
Yeah, dear Lord, that's what we want. I mean, you want to have that communion with God. And think about it. The only thing that keeps you or us from that communion is our choices. You know, what choices do we make? And when you look at Smith Wigglesworth, he just didn't want to take in. You know, he didn't sit there and watch CNN News all day long and let them broadcast negative things over. Obviously, CNN News wasn't there, but the newspapers were there, just, you know, whatever was happening. And you just can't let anybody just speak into your life. It's going to mess with your faith. It's going to mess with your confidence. And the Satan is really going to take over their tongue like he did with Peter and Jesus. I mean, think about this. That Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," right? He said, "Don't go to Jerusalem," is what Peter said. He said, "You almost tempted me." This is Jesus. "You almost tempted me not to do the Father's will." So if Jesus could be tempted by a conversation by somebody who allowed their mouth to be used by the adversary, if you sit and watch media whose mouth is totally taken over by the dollar, you know, that's driven by the dollar. Most of the folks are just talking heads, and nothing against that. That's a way of delivering things, but they're reading a prompter. And that's all been thoroughly gone over by a corporate world. Will this match with our sponsors, and will our advertisers stay with us? And you're releasing doubt. They're releasing doubt into your life. They're not having a contextual, you know, faith base to it. I mean, even the secular media years ago would have. This is what Rick Joyner said. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministry said. He said, "I don't know if the Lord had revealed this to him. Obviously, he did, but how he got, I can't remember." But he said, in the 50s, in the 1950s in America, that people didn't even know God, didn't even know him, feared him. But today, people who claim to know him have no fear of God.
Wow.
And it's like, that's not a good combo. That's not a good combo in regards to that. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.